Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Gab Radio Network.
Pressure bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for being with me on Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lisa Magnuson is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Top Seller Advantage, Powerful Strategies to Build Long-Term Executive Relationships. That's what we're talking about right now. That's one of her four books. By the way, Lisa, I need that website again, please.
www.toplinesales.com.
Toplinesales.com. They find all your books there?
Yes. All the books are on Amazon, but they can click through. But there are some downloads and resources, and my blog has everything to do with executive questions and answers. So there's a lot of resources.
A lot of free stuff there, right?
Yeah.
So we like free stuff. Thank you.
Everybody likes free stuff.
Yeah. So check it out, folks. Toplinesales.com. All right, we're talking about getting in to see the top line executive, the guy or gal who can make it happen. You know, one of the things that I was taught, especially by Xerox, and you probably were too, is the best way to sell the person in the middle of the organization, if that's who's making the decision, is for their boss or their boss's boss to introduce you to them. You want to be introduced down. Not up, right?
You know what? I have found we did learn that at Xerox. You're right, and I have found that it sort of just depends on the situation, because a lot of times what ends up happening is you have that person in the middle. You know, hopefully they're your internal champion, somebody that's, you know, will go to bat for you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have to introduce you up, and sometimes that's actually the right way to do it.
And that can happen if that's what it takes to get up there. Fine.
Yeah.
But if you're standing outside an organization. And you've got an opportunity to call on somebody. You want to go as high as you can, right?
Well, you know, it's
is that different now? Is that different today?
No, it's not necessarily different. It's just that you want to do what's most effective, and so it's. I don't think there's one rule today, because it's very hard to get a meeting with a C-suite executive if they don't. If you haven't been referred from within mm-hmm. their organization,
mm-hmm.
that's the number one way to get there. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, being sponsored by your contact, your internal champion, is the way to get there. And the important thing is, if you know that, you start talking to that person about it early. And that's where a lot of my clients, you know, have had really great successes, is they make it as they're working with their internal champion, their day-to-day contact, they are making it clear that, you know, they're going to be, you know, meeting and needing their referral to that executive. And maybe that person's included in the meeting, maybe they're not. But it's sort of understood from the beginning that that's going to be happening.
Well, depending on who you're calling on, what size organization it is. And when we say C-suite, folks, this could be a company with 35 employees, a company with 3,500 employees.
That's right.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care.
35,000.
I don't care what their, you know, what their size is. But depending on how big they are, will depend on whether they make any purchasing decisions, unilateral purchasing decisions or not. So let's say that they're not making personal decisions. They've got somebody else who does that for them. You know, then, you know, at some point in time, if you're building a relationship with somebody, And it's not about what you sell. It's about the context that you're making. At some point in time, it's going to come up what you do. They're going to get it, and then you're going to say, yeah, you know, I mean, one of these days I'd like to be able to talk to you guys about doing some business. And they'll say, well, let me introduce you to my VP of that.
Why don't you call
so and so, and then I would say, well, would you mind introducing me to them?
Exactly.
And they will.
Exactly. And that's the most powerful way to get to the C-suite, especially in a little bit of a larger organization. You know, sometimes in a smaller organization, you can get access and you can just start at the top and you can talk to them, you know, about their business and maybe what you've seen in other businesses that are in the same industry, and you can spark some ideas and some conversations that are meaningful, and then they'll say, you need to meet with. So it can happen that way too.
But it's a long process. You know, I talk about in my book, I talk about the selling process. When I was a pup, it might if a selling process was 6 months long, it might take me 3 minutes or a month to get in the door, but it would take me 5 months to close them. Today it might take me 4 months to get in the door, and 2 months to close them.
Exactly.
Have you found that today, that by the time if you actually succeed in getting to a buying decision scenario, that process to the decision is shorter than it used to be?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, of course, you know, everything has changed. When you get there, they're already aware of you and your company. You can't just, you know, nobody has time for, can you tell me about your business? You have to already know about their business. You have to bring something interesting and valuable to the table. But the other thing is, there was a study done in 2016 by CEB, the CEB group, and you know, it said that any kind of enterprise deal, so a little bit larger deal, but it has 5.4 decision makers attached to it. So, you know, that just having more people involved in business decisions today means that it takes more time.
Makes more time. And you need to be asking that question going in, right?
Yeah, you've got to know those people.
TopLineSales.com, right?
Lisa? Yep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.